Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful planet we call Earth. We're all here, we're all together, and we're all facing probably some of the most gravest circumstances in human history. A capitulation by our leaders to enslave us into the COVID nightmare, a possibility of aggression on the shores of the United States of America. It is an ominous time, but a time to tune in, a time to tune in to some sane information and rapport with our great guest, the wonder from down under, Max Egan. He is here as the ultimate Australian Coast Watcher, one of the greatest, bravest jobs that was ever taken on by our allies in the Pacific Theater, to watch for the signs of the enemy as they approach, living in dangerous circumstances because you were generally behind enemy lines in an occupied territory. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. It sounds like victory. It's no greater victory than Calvary and no greater Calvary than the Power Hour Calvary. We're forming posse and we're going charging straight into the belly of the beast to look and see what is on the horizon. Whether it be war or peace, we're prepared, but we're not giving up our freedom. No way in hell. You know, they say the Democrats were in league with the Chinese, and the Chinese bought the Dominion voting system. And in jest, as a reward, the Chinese took a D out of the Forbidden City, and now it's the Forbidden City. And we're going to change all that around a little bit. I also think there was a coded message sent out by the Chinese. Everybody heard that they went to the dark side of the moon, and as a joke, I tease people and say, you know, what did the Chinese find on the dark side of the moon? Pink Floyd. What else? But when you look at the lyrics for that album, there's some very important words in there. Breathe. Breathe in the air. So is that telling us to ditch our masks or to sit back, reflect, and pause on what's going on? And then there's a voice in that album, too, a very, very important voice. It's very appropriate for today. I'm not afraid of dying. Any old time will do. So we don't have to give in to fear. We don't have to be afraid. It's just part of the natural life cycle. And who will deny what the fighting's all about? Yes, we don't deny. We're not in denial because we're here at Power Hour Nation, and we are blessed with Max Egan. Welcome, Max. It's great to have you aboard. I watched your last video late at night, so that makes it difficult to fall asleep. So much information in there. And it's just the synchronicity sometimes is funny. It's the FEMA truck. I used that in Toronto for a show years ago, too, that sometimes we pick the same images to adorn our work. It's kind of funny in a way, but synchronicity. Welcome aboard. Yeah. And how are things down under?
Yeah, it's good to be here, George. Thanks for that. Yeah, it's good using Dave's artwork, try to keep Dave's memory alive. It was such a great loss losing Dave Dees earlier this year. And, desperate situation we're in, brother, and thanks for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to come and talk to you.
Well, there's no better reflection that we can find anywhere. You're chilled out, you're mellow. It's just too bad there can't be a quick revolution where you're just, you know, put on one of those little seat carts that they used to have in ancient times, drive you straight into the Capitol and let you run the show for a while to clean out all the riffraff, and you can kick your famous premier that you loathe and despise so much down the block.
Yeah.
Send him into exile.
It would be good if we had that sort of a situation, wouldn't it? You know, and it's interesting to see how it's gone. I mean, it's right around the world. I mean, I can sit here and complain about what our premier is doing. Then you look at what's going on in the United States, then you look at what's going on in your country and what's going on in Britain and across Europe. Interestingly, all of the white Anglo-Saxon nations, more than anywhere else, is an interesting thing to see. So we've got bad times happening in the Philippines and South America and stuff as well, but there seems to be a real attempt to roll out this vaccine and bring the white nations to their knees, and I think that's very significant as well.
Oh, indeed, indeed. I think a lot of the other nations learned the hard way in the past about these inoculations, and they're not that quick to line up to get one on any sort of day, and fear isn't going to work on them. And I was just shocked, really, when they gave some out in England that, you know, they even advertised the next day on our local news here that there were adverse vaccine reactions with people having going into allergic reaction, severe allergic reaction from the first moment. And, you know, it kind of takes a little bit of the head off your beer when you realize the rest of it's poison. And it's sad, but it's good to hear because, in a way, it may save lives that people are suspicious about this thing.
An interesting thing when you look at the United States plans to roll out this vaccine, and they're saying they're going to be rolling it out by the end of the year. You can actually go to a website I was looking at yesterday. I'd probably have to go and dig it up and find it again. But it's said that there is vaccine trials, clinical trials for the vaccine are being conducted, a two-year clinical trial, and it will finish in December 2022. So that kind of tells you that they're using the people of the United States as the guinea pigs for their clinical trial that they're running. They've never run any trials on it. So they have no idea the damage that this vaccine is going to do. I mean, I'm pretty sure they know how it's going to modify your DNA and all the bad stuff we know that it's going to do because it's an mRNA vaccine. But as far as the side effects go, I was reading through a list of side effects on that last show, and that's from a report that's been sent out to medical professionals to tell them what to look out for. And the list of side effects are just through the roof. It's unbelievable. And, yeah, there's been adverse reactions in so many people. Apparently there's people who have died from the tests already. So this is pretty nasty stuff, and they're telling you this must be mandatory, and that there's no such thing as healthy anymore. You're either symptomatic or you're asymptomatic, so it doesn't matter how healthy you feel you are. We need to give you this vaccine, which is going to make you incredibly sick just to make sure you're well. I mean, how does this work? It's absolutely crazy, and I think it's going to be their undoing. I really do. I think the fact that they're making this vaccine mandatory is going to wake up more people than they ever imagined, because there are even pro-vax doctors and pro-vax people now speaking out against this. And I think it's going to backfire on them personally.
Well, one thing that really shocked me, too, is when you got into the posting that someone had on these prions and what they do, and the fact that if they get so many people, they can pass through their bodily fluids these ingredients, these poison pills from their elixir, into our bodies. So whether you're having sex or some other close contact with people, that you can actually get these things in your body. And, tell us a little bit about that. That is, really disturbing.
Well, yeah, and there's been another report that's come out confirming that as well. There's been an FMR hospital administrator who has revealed that there's a very likely prions in the vaccines as well. I mean, prions can be programmable weaponized prions. These will cause encephalitis and the zombie apocalypse that we've talked about so often, and when you consider that the nanotech that we have injected into our body, different nanotech releases different payloads depending on the different frequencies that they apply to your body. So you've got 5G out there. They could simply apply one frequency, just pull one out of a hat, 51.6 gigahertz or whatever, and maybe that particular frequency will activate a particular nanotech in your body that has a particular payload which will then perform particular action. So they can do that. And when you consider they're putting these prions into everybody, these will lie dormant until they are hit with certain frequencies, and then they'll spring into life and become active, attack people's brains, cause an encephalitis type disease in people. And when you look at the tests that they're doing, the PCRs, they're putting this swab all the way into, right up your nose. And you, they've talked about putting these little things called, theragrabbers that they put on the end of these swabs, which are like little star-like nanotech machines that they can put in there. So I think they're actually priming people with these tests to create that little, gap between the nasal cavity and the blood-brain barrier so that the prions will have easy access into the brain. It wouldn't surprise me if that's what they're doing. And yeah, I can blame it on encephalitis. I can blame it on a brain disease. I mean, the talk of that article was that they're going to blame it on minks because the type of prions they're using can be found in minks, which is why they just had that huge mink cull in Denmark so they can set it up and blame the minks for us getting these prions. There's an interesting report that came out. I mean, a movie trailer that came out recently. You probably saw. I can't remember the name of it offhand, but it was talking about how this COVID-23 is still going on and the whole world's in lockdown. And they even mentioned in that preview that COVID has now turned into something that attacks the brain. And it's getting brain disease from this. So they're putting it all out there into the public mind and getting us ready for this. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if this is what they're going to do and this is what's in the vaccines, you know, along with hydrogel and all the other stuff they want to do. So, you know, and by doing this, they could target and cull specific sections of population or even specific individuals through the use of this technology. And it's really not that far-fetched at all because it all exists.
Oh, indeed it does. Like when I first heard about this, you know, the shoving it up the nose and, you know, people who had the test told me what it was like, you know, well, for myself, because I got a bald spot, you know, you'd be thinking, what are they trying to do? You know, replant my hair from the inside? You know, how far are you sticking this thing up your nose? I'm going, well, that, you know, turns me off right away that this isn't normal. This isn't right. You break the sinus cavity and then you get access to things you shouldn't be having access to. And I had an injury once where that was broken. You know, it takes a long time to heal when you can't sneeze or cough or anything like that. But to send mini particles in there and plant them in there for the future. My son was showing me that from a local town discussion board where people were showing pictures of those things. And
Those little star-shaped things, the little theragrippers that they're putting on the end of the swabs you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, it's freaky stuff. I mean, there's a big article about it from John Hopkins University, and it's freaky that they can do this. And they modeled them on snake fangs or something like that. So that's interesting as well. Yeah, bitten by the snake. Yeah, the Garden of Eden. Take it all back to there. So it's fascinating that they can do this, but this is what they are capable of doing. There's articles going back to like 2005 where they're talking about these theragrippers. And so they've obviously been using this technology for quite a while, and it would explain why they're doing these nose swabs. I mean, you think about it, you know, if this is a virus that is so dangerous that we have to wear masks and stay 6 feet away from each other, why do they have to stick a swab into the center of your brain to see if you've got it? Yeah, you should be able to get it from just a little bit of breath, shouldn't they? If you can't breathe on anybody, you should be able to just get a little bit of breath from you, a little bit of saliva from the corner of your mouth, and they should know whether this stuff's in you. But, of course, they're using a PCR, which isn't a test. As I said in my talk in Brisbane, you shouldn't even put the word PCR and test in the same sentence because a PCR is a polymerase chain reaction. It's not a test. You can get any result you want from a PCR. So it really sounds like they're going, I wouldn't be surprised if they're also gathering DNA. It'd be a perfect opportunity for that. You gather someone's DNA, implant these theragrippers, and just prep them for when you come and put the vaccine into them. It really seems like it's a massive cull that is happening here. And as I said before, it's happening mainly across white Western nations. I put out a thing on my last report. I mentioned the four horsemen of the apocalypse, an interesting way of looking at that. If you look at the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the first horse is a white horse with the man's wearing a crown and has a bow and arrow. You can think of the crown as being corona, the bow and arrow being the vaccine. Here's the white nations are about to be vaccinated. And then the red horse is the Chinese social crediting system. You've got all these possible talk of a Chinese invasion at the moment of the United States, which would be a UN invasion. That would simply be men wearing blue helmets, but they'd all be Chinese, you know. So that would be the red horse. And then you've got the black horse, which would be the blackout they're talking about. And then you've got the black horse with the scales, the balance. So you've got the blackout that they're talking about, the next pandemic. If you look at the cyber polygon exercise, they're talking about shutting down the internet, the electricity grid, all this stuff's going to happen. You're Biden talking about the dark winter that's coming, all of this sort of stuff. And there's the balance, the scales. I mean, how many life skills have you got left? Bring you back into balance. And say men will be working a day for a bag of wheat. Well, what's a bag of wheat? It's a loaf of bread. So there's your black horse. And then the pale horse is when people come out of lockdown and you've got all these pale zombie-like people with encephalitis who come out and they're all spreading disease and death everywhere. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if that's what it's all about. I just thought that was an interesting concept.
Not at all. Saturday night when I was driving home, you know, I ran into one of our police spot checks Haven't seen one for a good 4 or 5 years, really. Nothing. This one was really big. They closed off a major road by the airport, and it looked more that it was designed to check people for COVID and such, more than looking for impaired drivers. But like you said about finding this virus, if this is so dangerous, why is it okay for the police to almost come within, you know, like kissing close distance to smell alcohol on your breath when we're in the middle of a pandemic? It doesn't make any sense, because there is no pandemic. It's just an illusion. So there's no danger for them to get a couple of inches away from your nose and mouth and breathe in your exhaust very deeply. And to do that hundreds and hundreds of times over and over and over again on a roadway with complete strangers in what is supposed to be one of the hot spots in Ontario, the area around the airport and such, because it's very industrial. And, you know, you just see there is absolutely no rhyme, reason, or logic to anything they do or say. This is, without a doubt, an establishment at genocide of probably the human species in total. And the processes they're using, I see, like ethnic cleansing. We had a big to-do here in Toronto with Adamson's Steakhouse, and they opened up freely and openly, in spite of the rules and regulations not to, to challenge and push back. They came at them with a small army of police for all the peaceable protesters. And so the guy was sold out of food by 2 o'clock, so nobody was afraid. And I guess no more cops are going to get a free meal there for sure. It was just outrageous. And then ultimately he was arrested, charged. They tried to vilify him and all the rest for having the audacity to open up. And from his location, you can look down the street and see one of those big box stores called Costco. And people are going in there like there's no tomorrow, because all the small businesses are closed. So the same thing happened in a community where I live. I can't go to a small store I wanted to go to, but I could go to Walmart and mix with thousands of other people. Everything's fine. Well, you know, the left hand and the right hand aren't on the same frequency here. There's a big problem. Part of, I think, like the biblical name of Adam's son really bothers the demons who run the world, and maybe that's one of the other reasons they clamped down on this guy. But I went through a walk through Chinatown to pick up some stuff from, you know, herbal remedies from a Chinese shop. A lot of restaurants were open. Nobody cared. One of them was even across from the police station. There's just subdued opening. The curtains are drawn. You know it's open because it got the neon light in the window even. And probably even some cops get their food there. But officially, they weren't open for harassment. And there's two sets of books going on here where a certain class is being punished. I see a lot of parallels to the Holocaust in Nazi Germany. A business class. The Jews were a big business class. Your shops are boarded up. You can't do business. You can't have licenses. You can't enter other kinds of buildings where the Aryan people go. And you can starve to death in the street. Nobody can help you, or they'll be punished. Just like you can't go to Addison Steakhouse because you believe in supporting small business. We're going to punish you. You're going to get a big fine for daring to feed this guy. But it's not so much because you're of a religious persuasion, perhaps. It's because you're of a certain business class, and maybe they were primarily too. We put you out of business. There's more business for my gangsters, and we get to take all your property after you're dead. Well, they said that in 2016 at the World Economic Forum. We're taking all your property, and we're going to make you happy about it. We got the new improved Soma somewhere to give you, and you'll just relish the fact that you live in a hamster cage and can't do anything. Because we control your brain anyway.
Yeah, and it's just going to get worse in as much as that. I mean, that's the thing as well with these vaccines. When you start looking into hydrogel and some of the other compounds in there, they're basically putting a back door into your system, you know, into your nervous system, putting a wireless interface into you through hydrogel. And when you look at mRNA vaccine, I mean, mRNA vaccine, they're literally going in there and they're splitting your DNA and they're inserting another piece of code into your DNA. And I was looking at an interview with Elon Musk the other day when he was talking about this a couple of years ago, and he was saying one of the great prospects on the horizon is advances in the medical field and what you can do with RNA. And he said with RNA, you can basically turn a human being into a butterfly if you want to. You can do anything with it. It's like genetic Play-Doh. You know, so the possibilities of what they can do with this, and you know, you can actually turn something into another life form. He said, well, that's how a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. It's through RNA. So you could do anything you want. So this is what they're doing to us. And not only that, but this RNA sequence that's been put into your body is patented. One of the guys who invented it even said he wrote a little message in there, in the DNA, probably signed his name in it or something. So you're going to be patented. You're going to be, someone's going to control your DNA. You'll be a patented genetically modified organism once they inject you with this stuff. You can ask the question, I mean, you can kill these people, can't you? Because they're not humans anymore. It's only illegal to murder humans, isn't it? What about someone who isn't really a human because they've got modified DNA? They're a GMO. They're a genetically modified organism. How does that work in the legal field when you kill these people? Or do you own these people because you own the patent on their DNA and they willingly took it into their body? So there's all sorts of ways they can take this. This is the group. And if you take this vaccine and it modifies your DNA, then your offspring will have modified DNA. This will change the human race. This is literally the end of the human race as we know it if they manage to get this vaccine into people. But the question is, will they even last? Will there even be a future generation from anybody who takes this DNA? They're very likely to be sterilized. They'll very likely have some form of encephalitis. I mean, it's a very, very effective way of culling the population, and that appears to be what the main goal here is.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. I did, enjoy your thing on the hand sanitizer, too, that the chemicals in there are so dangerous. But I do open with a twist on Apocalypse Now. And instead of napalm, we talk about freedom and speech. But, this hand sanitizer, conveniently located, although a lot of it's alcohol, it does burn. You mix that 50-50 with gasoline, and you got the best napalm you're going to find anywhere, man. Cheap, easy to mix. So in that regard, they left a dangerous weapon for people to use all over the hood. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. I'm George Freund, Max Egan, the Wonder from Down Under, on the other side. Glad you're aboard. We're going to change the world.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, joining us the wonder from down under, the ultimate coast watcher, Max Egan from Australia. And I love that, Lewis. It reminds me of fox hunting, you know, when you hear that that little repertoire for the music. And, you know, we get on our sturdy steeds and chase the evil ones down the block and, you know, have a good toast when we get to the end of it after we drive them off the cliff. This is the time of eternity in everyone's life. There's, you know, my sons woke up. My ex-wife was, you know, head in the sand, and to beat the band, it was, you know, just pretty much, if you don't stop fighting this, I'm leaving you. And I guess I'll miss you. Well, maybe I won't. And my son's trying to wake her up to a lot of this stuff. Because, you know, she'd probably line up like a zombie to take the inoculation. And for the sake of my children's mother and your family and stuff like that, I beg you to just think about some of these things before you step into this trap, because you don't deserve it. And I feel sorry for my daughter because she married a doctor, and he's probably going to just swim in this vaccine crap and pollute them for eternity. This is something you have to be firm about with the loved ones and the family. Not vicious or anything like that, but do plant the seeds. It's important. They may disregard them, but they may see something ultimately in the news or in real life, somebody dropping dead in front of you in the line getting the shot, and then realize, you know what? There's something to this, and then slowly back away. And so don't expect an instant change. Even if you never hear about it, it's just nice to know somebody had one of those found the Lord moments before the devil tries to take them out. And one thing that just burns me, because this is, you know, primarily a Christian show, is the only thing you hear is about how Santa's going to be affected in the malls and stuff. And that just makes me grind my teeth. If there was ever a time to have some moral values or to pray, this is a good time to do it. And Santa isn't buying you out of this. He may be waiting for you at the bottom. This is your time. And it would be nice to see American leaders speak out about this. But what did we have? We had a Democrat state congresswoman from Michigan saying things like, you know, you get up early in the morning, you haven't had your coffee yet, and you're looking at something, and you're just going, really?
This is what she said. I had to play it twice. And how they're going to hunt down the Trump forces, giving orders to the soldiers. And I've heard this before. The soldiers who are going to go out in the street and let us have it. There were, you know, we used to call it power hour chatter in Joyce's day when she was alive, but that the downside of the intelligence agencies, the police agencies, are arming things like Black Lives Matter to gun you down in the street. So if that doesn't, you know, help get the neurons connected in your cranium while you still can, I don't know what will, till they actually start pulling those triggers and you're seeing people fall. But that's how far they're prepared to go. Ocasio-Cortez said, we have lists. We have been making the lists of all those people, yeah? Do come out of your sleep. Well, you can. And stand firm. If President Trump is going to do anything, he swore an oath to preserve, protect. Anybody remember the third word? Defend the Constitution. You don't defend the Constitution by playing golf, but then maybe he's buying time. But you defend the Constitution like George Washington, the president and general who got it there in the first place. Sometimes you got to stand up with a sword in one hand and a Bible in the other and do what you got to do. And if it comes down to it that I'm having crap like that shoved in my body, I'm there with you, friend. Just stop this crap.
You know, I think that's what it's going to come to. I really do. I think it's going to come to, you know, as I said earlier, I think the vaccine is what's going to wake people up, the fact that they're making this as mandatory as they possibly can, because you've even got pro-vax doctors speaking out against this now, and it's really coming down to the wire. And I think they've gone too quickly, and that's going to be their downfall in the end. And with what's going on in the United States at the moment, I mean, it's crazy. I said a few months ago, while this whole pandemic was going on, I said, well, wouldn't it be an interesting time for China to invade the United States while this is all happening? And now with the election in turmoil, it's even an even better time. And I said that I said about a month ago that if they flip it and Trump actually gets in and the Supreme Court plays this, is the way the media has played this and the way the media is already selling Biden to the world, it wouldn't surprise me if that happens and the Supreme Court flips it around, they'll claim Trump has staged a coup, they'll label him as a dictator, and they'll send UN forces in to reclaim the United States, and you can guarantee all those UN forces and blue helmets that go in there will be Chinese soldiers. And this appears to be what they might even be going to do. But I mean, I think both sides are at play. I don't particularly trust Trump at all. I just don't trust any politicians. I mean, Trump wants to roll out this vaccine. He seems like he's good on the surface in many ways, but I think that the level of fraud we've seen in the US election as well, I mean, it's so blatantly obvious that it will destroy people's faith in the country. Just if Trump does get elected and does get placed in office, it's going to destroy people's faith in the voting system. How will they ever trust that voting system again? And this is even one of the arguments that the Democrats are using. They're saying, please don't go in and dig into this rabbit hole, because if what you're saying is found to be true, then how are we ever going to have faith in our voting system again? It will undermine people's confidence, and we can't ever undermine people's confidence in the voting system to that degree, basically. So we think you should put this all aside and not even investigate it, which, yeah, completely right and wrong, you know. So, I mean, they're right in what they're saying, but it's, of course it's wrong, because this is a massive crime that's been committed. So, and you can't tell me that they've had this plan in place for like hundreds of years to get to this moment. You can't tell me that when they actually got to the moment to execute the plan, they made the fraud so obvious, like they balls it up this much. No way. They balls it up this much publicly because they wanted people to see it. They wanted to completely destroy people's confidence in everything that is the United States. And that's what they've done. They've made it, like, they've turned the place into absolute chaos in the last year. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all, you know, Seattle throwing the government out and creating that autonomous zone, defund the police. I mean, and this, this debacle of election. This, you got this, this Joe Biden, this guy who's obviously a kiddie fiddler, who's got his son who hangs out with 14-year-old Chinese crack whores. I mean, you know, this is your new president. It's a joke. It's a complete joke. You can't, no one could imagine that they haven't done this intentionally because it is so obvious. So it's going to completely destroy and demoralize the United States, which I think has been the plan all along. So people have to look at the bigger picture, because when the United States goes down, the world's going to go down with it. That's the scary part. Everyone can sit back and laugh at the United States and say, oh, they deserve this because they've been such a decadent culture. Well, the United States dollar is the world reserve currency. When that goes down, you're going to be having a pretty hard time in your country as well, as is everybody who's connected to the United States dollar, which is why they've done it this way. So, yeah, freaky times, brother. Really, really freaky times. This last year has been like an absolute sideshow, and it's just beginning. 2021 is going to be even more full on, I would say.
Oh, indeed, indeed. One thing I like to do, too, is look at the enemy's codes. And the enemy, number one, is the, you know, the computer companies, the tech companies. Google's high on the list. And, you know, a lot of people look at their Google Doodles, and I read them as pictographic language to put out codes and warnings to people. And an obscure one's up on google.ca today. It's an obscure economist, unless you're from St. Lucia, Sir W. Arthur Lewis. And there's two graphs behind him, a green one and a red one. And you just see that down bubble to close to zero, as if they're warning us that that great reset is on the horizon. And probably coded within his biography is a date that this will unfold. And it gives advance warning to the power brokers to know when to duck and cover, when to short sell, when to buy, when to do things. And most of us go, oh, wow, that's a cool picture. But the things I've read in them over the past years have just been phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, so that's one to pay attention to. Those graphs don't look good. So if you're Americans are probably more into prepping than a lot of other people, make sure you got a few extra cans of beans put away just in case you're freezing in the dark, because you may be freezing in the dark. A lot of supplies that you'd find here in Canada are not on the shelf anymore. So if you're into alternative heat sources like kerosene, you know, you got to make an appointment almost and have it ordered in advance to get a supply. It's very, very dangerous. So scout out what you need and where you can get it from. You know, learn who your local growers and farmers and suppliers are, wherever you may be, so that you don't have to go to a store. You go straight to the source. One of the big things you're going to need is water, because if the grid goes down and the treatment plants aren't working and black sludge comes out of your tap, you better find a clean source of water somewhere and know how you can get along with it. I like you for, you know, coming along to say, you know, we have to live with, you know, the natives who were here before us. And I'd probably say that's probably one of your best defense strategies, is our First Nations and your Aboriginals. They know the land. They know how to survive and make the best kind of friends you could have in tough times, because they have their own system of government. And they have basically their own army. It's not an organized army, but generally all the men are warriors of whatever tribe you're visiting. And it makes good company, to say the least.
Well, yeah, and also we've got a pretty unique situation in this country whereby the tribal people still have sovereignty of this country, because there was never any invasion. There was never any treaties. There was never a war. They just, you know, the British came and never left. And they admitted that the tribal people still have sovereignty on this land. So it's a good opportunity for the people of Australia. And you need those skills anyway. And I've been telling people for the last year, as soon as they shut down the flights into the United States from Europe, I said, here it is. This is never going to go away. This is the breakdown of the supply chain. This is everything that I predicted back in 2008 in my very first film, The Big Picture, when I said that all this interdependency, they're setting us up for a fall. They're going to cut all the supply chains and everybody's going to be starved out. That's just the way they do it. Just go and look at Bolshevism. Starvation has always been the preferred choice of depopulation, and people need to start stacking up on food. I said that back in March, and I have a good 2 years worth of food here in my house. I've got cans and rice and stuff that will last a long time. So if the supply chain goes down, it can last at least 2 years. We've got here. And it's important that people pay attention to this because a lot of people aren't going to make it through what's coming. You know, the next year is going to go so chaotic. People are just going to not believe how stupid and crazy it's going to get. And they need to be prepared for it. They need to get themselves to some morally and spiritually high ground and be prepared to weather the storm. And we can push back and we can do what we can, but we've kind of crossed the Rubicon and it's going to go where it's going to go now. Even if we were to pull down the system and pull all our governments out of power, the supply chains have already broken down. There's already been so much damage done that it's just kind of snowballing at this point. So people have to be prepared for it and they've got to get themselves to some safe ground. You know, morally, spiritually, at least have your food supply there and have the means of looking after yourself through what's coming. It's really got to that point. I mean, sure, keep up with the activism, but be prepared to hunker down as well because, and you're going to have a lot of people want to come and eat your food. So don't let too many people know you got it. So yeah, difficult times we're heading into, brother. Very, very difficult times. And yeah, you've got to have a plan. As much as we want to stay positive I think we are going to get through it. I don't think they're going to be able to squash human consciousness as easy as they think they can. But it's going to be a real rocky time to get to that light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, the big part is we have to unify and stay together. When you look at all the things that they've done to us, if you look at what an army does when it's occupying a foreign land, they do that. Right? You're like under house arrest. You can't leave without permission of the commissar or Galiter or whatever the case may be. And no meeting in groups, right? That's one of the big things an occupying force does to an enslaved enemy is they'll set a number and no groups bigger than that or severe punishment. Sounds familiar. And so you're staying in your circle, so to speak. And those are things to look at. The wearing of masks, that's something slaves were required to do. Prisoners are constantly masked to keep under control, spreading this fear. And the beauty of it, using a disease, is to create divisiveness, where you don't even want to touch your own mother or child because of fear of some alleged disease that doesn't exist, really. And because if it did, I'd be dead a long time ago. And you know, I remember some doctor who was kind of nervous when this was starting out. You know, and then he finally, it broke, and I realized, this isn't true. And he comes up to me and gives me a big hug, and I go, see, we're not going to die. It's all in your mind.
Yeah.
He's a paisano.
Yeah, that's what they do. They put it in their mind. See, by making it a pandemic and claiming it's a disease, they get to enact all their emergency legislation. And you get to have other people actually policing you. The brain-dead sheep out there wearing their masks are going to come and attack you for not wearing one. So they don't need to have the police do it. They'll get the other people to do it because they all believe this pandemic's real. But if it was a pandemic, I mean, you remember the old Monty Python film where the guy, bring out your dead, bring out your dead? That's what it would be like. Where's all the trucks of dead people? Like I said to them in my talk, does anybody know anybody who knows anybody who's died of COVID? It's crazy. If this was a pandemic, I mean, this doesn't look like a pandemic. And you look at the amount of flu deaths that you have every year, which are probably pneumonia deaths. I don't even think anyone ever died from the flu. Like in the United States, there's 600,000 flu deaths or something apparently last year. We got some 480,000 deaths apparently from COVID, which is far less than the 600,000 flu deaths. They didn't shut the whole world down because 600,000 people died last year. And why have they shut the whole world down? You haven't even had that number die this year. In fact, there's been less deaths this year. If you look at world death figures, been less deaths this year than there has any year for the last 13 years. So if people are dying from the normal causes that they're dying from, plus there's a pandemic, you would expect the death figures to be through the roof. But they're not. And nobody's dying of flu or pneumonia anymore. All these charts bottomed out in March this year and no one seems to die of anything anymore. COVID has literally cured all world diseases. Aren't we lucky?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, so I don't know how people can't see it. I mean, you'd have to have rocks in your head to think there's a pandemic. And I just say to people, go out and look around you. Where's all the dead people? Yeah, and like you say, you can't shop at a small store, but you can go to Walmart. There was a thing I saw the other day of a woman she'd spent thousands of dollars moving her entire restaurant out into the street so she could apply for COVID guidelines and comply with COVID guidelines. And they came and shut her down anyway. And right across the other side of the car park, in the same car park, is a whole Hollywood set up because they're making some movie nearby. And they've set up a whole lunch area there for Hollywood, all these tents, which looks exactly the same as what she's done for her restaurant outside. People the same distance apart, which is all full of all these Hollywood personalities and actors and movie people having lunch every day. But she can't do it for her restaurant, but they'll let these Hollywood people do it in the same car park. So how is there a pandemic? Oh, it's only if you're a small business. It's transmitted easier at a small business. It isn't transmitted in Hollywood, you know. So if people can't see it, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And like you say, it's about keeping people from gathering. They don't want people talking together, which is why they want you to have masks on. They want to even be giving little people snide looks and funny expressions to say, hey, what do you think of this crap, you know. So they don't want any of that. They don't want any communication between people. They don't want groups gathering together and fomenting dissent. It's all about slave culture, and it's what they do. Like you say, if they go into any foreign country when they're going to go and occupy the country, this is exactly what they do to the population in there. So, you know, it's all the telltale signs, and they're going to bring forces in, which will probably be UN forces. They have blue helmets on. But they'll all be Chinese soldiers, and that's what they'll bring into the United States. That's very likely what they'll bring in here. It wouldn't even surprise me if they bring them into Canada just to help roll out the vaccines, just to keep you safe, you know. Crazy stuff.
Well, they're here already. A great video I saw a while back. I should have, you know, pasted the title to my wall or something like that so I could find it again, because Google's never going to help you with your searches. But there was a celebration in Beijing with the People's Liberation Army, and they were all dressed up as UN soldiers because they all had the blue helmets. And they were doing something that would be akin to, like, the Olympic ceremonies with, you know, unbelievable light shows, music, and instead of dancing, they're marching to the music in a coordinated fashion. That was quite cool. So, you know, from the air, it looks just absolutely spectacular. But I know what those blue helmets are, and I know what the ultimate end game is for all those troops, is they're coming to pay you a visit. There's another form of Uber, Uber Conquer. And Uber Conquer is going to deliver those troops to your shores to take over your world while you're hiding and shivering from fear from something that doesn't exist. All these media companies, like, there's, you know, I probably hold them more responsible than anything because of just the blatant, outright, disgusting, degenerate lies that they peddle with a completely straight face.
It's incredible. It's incredible. I've been saying to people, you shouldn't even call them the mainstream media anymore. Call them the mainstream enablers, or just the main enablers, because they are enabling this fraud. They enable everything through the rubbish that they spread, deplatforming people who are speaking out against it. You've even got Susan Wojcicki from YouTube now. She's saying that anybody who posts anything on YouTube which questions the election will now be deleted. How's that? You cannot even have the other side there. And we've got all this stuff coming out now. There's court cases, Supreme Court cases going ahead to challenge the election. You can't even report that on YouTube now. If you say anything against the Joe Biden result, your video will be deleted. They announced that yesterday. So the amount of censorship is through the roof. I've been deplatformed on YouTube, deplatformed from Facebook, from Spotify, from iTunes. It's just ridiculous. You can't say anything outside the official narrative anymore. And this is something that I said when the Christchurch shooting happened last year. I said, this is the Christchurch shooting is the beginning of the end game. This is the final move of the end game. And this is going to bring in mass censorship, which it did. All of the laws they're using to censor us now and shut us down now all came into being from the Christchurch shooting. And I said that if we do not expose this for what it is, I expect the world to be in lockdown within 18 months to 2 years, or 12 to 18 months. And here we are, 12 months later, 18 months later, we're in lockdown. You know, you can see it all happening. And it's disgraceful, absolutely disgraceful. You just cannot get the truth out on any mainstream platforms at all. They're deplatforming you straight away. even doctors, even high-level medical professionals who are speaking out against this vaccine. They're just deplatforming them. Nope, not allowed to listen to that. It's as simple as that. Not even any debate. No debate, no discussion. You simply do what you're told or we deplatform you, and that's the attitude they've had. So people like Susan Wojcicki and the mainstream media are enablers of fraud. They're enablers of criminality, enablers of war, enablers of pedophilia, and that's what we need to identify them as being. And they're absolutely disgraceful. They've got more power than the governments, and they've done more damage than the governments because they are the ones who have sold the lie.
Well, from a long time since I came back on this platform, you know, I tried very, very hard to get people to understand that power. And Marshall McLuhan was one of the most renowned thinkers in Canada, 10, 15 years ahead of my time. But he had the science of mind control and media down pat. He was the advisor to the heads of the alphabet soup media companies, the president of the United States. The medium is the message. When they say something, it's like a mind control virus. It goes straight into your mainframe and takes you over, and it's very difficult to get it out. And unless you have antiviral programming. And I had that as a child, where my grandfather would insist upon me to never let anyone do my thinking for me. To never just blindly follow what they tell you without checking it out. That's your antiviral program. Give that to your children for Christmas. Put your thinking caps on. That's your most sovereign right to think for yourself, and they're taking it away. This is Power Hour Nation. We're coming up for a break. We'll see you on the other side. Thanks for coming out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.